From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Londoners held a vigil in Trafalgar Square Thursday to remember the victims of the attack on Westminster. London Mayor Sadiq Khan told the hundreds gathered that Londoners will never be cowed by terrorism.
Londoners will never be cowed by terrorism. Those evil and twisted individuals who try to destroy our shared way of life will never succeed, and we condemn them.
Home Secretary Amber Rudd and Deputy Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police Craig Mackey also attended and lighted candles in memory of those killed and injured. On Wednesday, a knife-wielding attacker identified as 52-year-old Khalid Massoud drove his SUV down the Westminster Bridge, mowing down pedestrians before breaching Parliament's grounds and fatally stabbing a police officer. Massoud was then shot dead by police. Dozens of people remain hospitalized. A Frenchman of North African origin has been arrested in Antwerp, Belgium, after he allegedly drove his car at high speed toward a crowd in the city's main shopping district. No one was injured, but police found knives in the vehicle and a canister containing an unknown substance. Ukrainian police say that former Russian lawmaker Denis Voronkov was shot dead Thursday in Kiev in a likely contract killing ordered by Russia. Voronkov, that is, had fled to Ukraine last year and testified in a treason case against Ukraine's pro-Russia former president, Viktor Yanukovych. This is VOA News. The White House says the House of Representatives will vote Friday morning on repealing and replacing Obamacare as Republicans strive to find more yes votes. A vote set for Thursday night was put off when House leaders determined that there were not enough votes to pass it. Congressman Mark Meadows, the leader of the far-right House conservative bloc known as the Freedom Caucus, said after meeting with President Trump that they have reached no agreement on how to repeal Obamacare.
We have not gotten enough of our members to get to yes at this point under what we're currently considering. However, I would say progress is being made.
Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi of California said that President Trump and Speaker Paul Ryan had tried to pull a fast one, but they got caught.
I don't know if you want to call this, on Trump's part, a rookie's error, but you don't find a day and say we're going to pass a bill. You build your consensus in your caucus, and when you're ready, you set the date to bring it to the floor.
Although Republicans hold a majority in both houses of Congress, passing the bill is far from certain. Conservatives oppose it because it does not go far enough. Moderates fear too many Americans would lose insurance coverage. The Senate's leading Democrat has said he will not vote for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee and is urging all members of his party to do the same. Senator Charles Schumer of New York said Thursday that he would lead a filibuster against appeals court judge Neil Gorsuch.
I say if this nominee cannot earn 60 votes, a bar met by each of President Obama's nominees and George Bush's last two nominees, the answer isn't to change the rules. It's to change the nominee.
Republicans hold 52 seats in the Senate and would need at least 60 votes to break a filibuster, meaning at least six Democrats and both independents would have to change sides. Schumer said he doesn't think Gorsuch would serve as a check on President Trump or be a mainstream justice. And Friday marks the United Nations World Tuberculosis Day, aimed at raising awareness of a disease that kills an estimated 1.8 million people every year. The World Health Organization says that TB still strikes many in the developing world, particularly migrants, refugees, prisoners, people who are marginalized in their societies. Only six countries account for nearly two-thirds of the cases: India, Indonesia, China, Nigeria, Pakistan, and South Africa. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.